This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453 in hour number two. We do 3 hours of radio for you every night, every day of the year, 365 days. There might be one or two where we do something remote, but we're here, and we are here anxious to hear from you and hear what's on your mind. And it's been a good start to the year for Free Talk Live. First of all, we crossed 200 active radio stations that we're on across the United States.
That's true.
That was big news. And we may have some more news coming up. More of a trade thing, but it's still important news, and I think they'll be talking about that.
Yeah.
Trades.
That's all you can say at this point.
Is that all? Could you tell I was dancing around that, looking at you going, can I talk about that? Well, I think big news.
I think Michael Hampton found that before it was released, so I don't think we should talk about it.
I did notice that. So there's more good news coming from Free Talk Live. And here's good news if you are debating cryptocurrencies. If you have heard about the dramatic rise in the value of Bitcoin, and when Bitcoin goes up, it kind of drags up a lot of other cryptocurrencies. And this is the time of year where I accept cryptocurrency in my business, and we also have a vending machine as part of Bitcoin Embassy New Hampshire. But you got to have a place to keep it. You got to have a secure place you can keep your cryptocurrencies, and many of us recommend the Edge Wallet. Edge Wallet is iOS and Android compatible. You can load it right on your phone. What I like about Edge Wallet is you can basically do a full cryptographic backup of your private keys, and I don't want to get into the weeds on this, but it means you're keeping it really secure just by using a username and password, and that's kind of slick. You can use them to buy, sell, trade, and secure your cryptocurrencies. It is user-controlled, which means you actually own your money. There is support built in for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, many, many more. This has been built by a veteran team that's been building crypto wallets since 2014. Their tagline is securing your freedom, and that's important to us, too. You can find out more at edge.app. That's edge.app.
I used my Edge wallet today to buy my breakfast.
Did you really?
Yeah. I ended at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's the weird thing. People are like, I talk to people and they're like, well, I have some cryptocurrency, but I've never actually spent it. And I'm like, I just, well, they've never been anywhere in real life that
where
actually
they could
accepted
spend it.
It. And here in Keene, New Hampshire, where the show is broadcast from,
You want hot dogs, you want burgers, you want Indian food, you want beer, you want liquor.
Yesterday, after leaving the Bitcoin, we have a cryptocurrency meetup, and we all had some wonderful, and you got to get them as a sponsor of the show, Ian, because I just want to talk about
Zoe's. They're not going to really broadcast.
Just because Zoe's pizza is terrific.
It just wouldn't be the best advertising for them,
I'm afraid. I recognize that, but it will give me an opportunity to talk about Zoe's pizza every day.
Maybe we can do a joint ad between Shire Society and Zoe's Pizza, move to Keene and go to Zoe's.
Or have a joint and go to Zoe's. Either way is fine.
I think they're good with it. But after leaving there, I realized that Colleen, my girlfriend, my lovely girlfriend, had asked me to pick something else up. And so I realized once I got to the Bitcoin meetup, it was no big deal because they accept crypto. All I had was my phone. I didn't have a leather wallet with actual money or cards in it. So I was good for lunch. And then I realized that I got to make another stop, and I don't have my wallet. Well, I'm going to Corner News. It's no big deal because they accept Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and Dash and other cryptocurrencies, too. It's like if I really just wanted to spend a day buying things that I will use, maybe not everything I need, but I can bounce around Keene. I could definitely have all three meals. And,
yes, you could.
And mm-hmm. do some other stuff.
This is life in the crypto mecca.
That show up at my door with some crypto. I'll cook you lunch.
You know, but what really needs to happen, I mean, for pizza, at least as far as that goes, is there needs to be a major pizza chain that comes on board with cryptocurrency on their online payments option. Something like a Domino's or whatever would be great. I mean, we just saw in the news today that AT&T, the wireless company, AT&T is now accepting Bitcoin and presumably Bitcoin Cash as payment for its online payment system, according to a press release they put out. They've brought on BitPay, and longtime listeners will remember BitPay even as far back as I think 2013 when we interviewed them from
where.
We interviewed the CEO of BitPay way back when they were just getting off the ground at a Bitcoin conference that happened out in San Jose.
I remember in 2013, one of my other businesses that I started up, I was like, I got to figure out how to accept Bitcoin, and BitPay was the only game in town.
They're a major player still. Yeah. I mean, as far as like if you see a big company online taking Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, there's a good chance they're using BitPay's platform for doing that. The telecom company wrote in their press release, this is Kevin McDorman, the vice president of AT&T Communications Finance Business Operations. He said, quote, "We're always looking for ways to improve and expand our services. We have customers who use cryptocurrency, and we are happy that we can offer them a way to pay their bills with the method that they prefer." And I remember hearing years ago, and I don't know if it's still true, but I heard Dish Network was taking cryptocurrency.
Yeah, and there are other ways that you can accept payments, like BitRefill. That's one that's on the Bitcoin side. So you can buy prepaid phone cards and lots of things like that with cryptocurrency.
And where you can't do that kind of thing, you have business opportunities because, you know, you have people who have crypto. For example, you might go down to Walmart, buy 20 cheap straight talk phones along with airtime and sell those over the internet for Bitcoin. Well, then the person gets a throwdown phone that he's not on camera buying it. It's not on his credit card. It's actually disconnected from him, and it probably wasn't even purchased in a state that he's been to recently.
Right.
So, you know, there are 1,000 different little business opportunities with Bitcoin.
Absolutely. There have been other things, and we were talking a little bit about pizza, but there is still, I just had to pull them up and make sure they were still doing it. But LN.pizza allows you to use Bitcoin's Lightning Network to buy pizza from Domino's. So
it's kind of like an intermediary.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of opportunities like that. You see a service that is not being offered with cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
You come up with some interface between their website and
like
that.
Purse,
see, that's interesting.
Exactly.
Purse.com.
That's a good point.
But
too.
The problem is if it's a Lightning Node, I don't know, does the Lightning Node have to pay the same kind of fees as the regular, because the fees are getting crazy.
No.
Yeah, the other day it was over $2 to send a Bitcoin transaction.
Over three at a point in time in the last day, it hit over $3. But with Lightning Node,
wow.
The way Lightning Network works, it's a...
When it works. I've heard it's a little buggy.
Tell me.
I don't know, man. Tried it myself. I've only talked to people who've had bad experiences with it.
So, Ian, you're a guy who talks about crypto almost... No, let me rephrase that. Every single day of your life,
right.
And you have never once just, out of curiosity, loaded up a Lightning Network.
I loaded the wallet at one point, but I just never got around to doing anything with it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay, what are you, like,
He's
would
a
I
lightning
be using
guy.
Lightning if I did business with you?
Sure, come to our store. You can pay Lightning with Lightning Network, and you'll pay, like, virtually no fee.
The fee that you spend to send your thing into the network, right? Your amount?
What you do, if you have to load up a wallet, and that's a transaction, whether you're using Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, there is always some small transaction or large transaction in the case of Bitcoin lately.
There's a fee.
Yeah, you'll do that. But the nice thing about Lightning Network is after I've loaded up my, say, $100 on there, I could do 100 transactions and pay no fee on any of those. So you're amortizing your fees across many, many, many transactions. 855 450 free. Maybe I'll try to convince these guys, but yeah, it won't work. 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. news.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris.
And Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
You've got to work on that. You're not a nobody. You've said it twice now.
Well, the thing is, it's a takeoff of the artist formerly known as Prince.
Mm-hmm. I get that, okay? But you can't say you're the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
I've only got so many syllables to use. How much name do you want from me, bro?
I want an accurate name, and Rich Paul is by no means a nobody, so quit calling yourself that.
Well, think of it as nobody in the global sense, an everyman, a normal individual. I'm not a president, I'm not a mayor, I'm not a governor, I'm not any of these magic things. I'm just
But you want to be
just another
one.
Guy.
That's part of the point of this whole thing. You say that, and then you say, but... Vote for me for mayor or governor.
Well, until then, I'm a nobody.
Life's full of contradictions.
That's it.
It's true.
Ian's been telling us about AT&T. AT&T. Not some intermediary, but actually AT&T accepting Bitcoin.
This is one of the biggest companies out there, I think, to start accepting cryptocurrency, and specifically Bitcoin, likely Bitcoin Cash as well.
Is Microsoft still taking it?
That, I think they stopped doing.
They did.
Oh, wow.
And I think this article actually touches on a few of the businesses that have stopped taking cryptocurrency. But they do point out here, and this is from CryptoSlate.com, that the BitPay option for AT&T wireless customers is only for paying bills. Now, I presume it's just for wireless. I don't know. Maybe they'll let you pay your landline. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah,
but,
and the question came up about Bitcoin Cash. According to CNET, they are going to accept Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash.
Generally, that's what you're going to do if you do BitPay, because BitPay is sort of... I'm not sure I know what the right word is. It's not at the top of my mind, but they're agnostic, I guess, towards. BitPay is just going to flip on both of them for you by default, unless you say specifically that you don't want to take one or the other, because I think they'll even convert one to the other for you.
Yeah, I thought they might have had.
It's been a while since I've been in their back end, but anyway, it's a pretty good service for people that are looking to accept those cryptocurrencies online. The news does follow a trend of increasing merchant acceptance of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies as a method of payment. Last week, Flexa Network and its, and I hate this name, Spedden app.
Oh, man, get it? It's a like play Tuttle. It's a play on Spend.
But that is annoying.
Spedden.
Just call it the Spend app. I don't think anybody's done that yet, so why not just use that
Maybe
name?
We should create the Spend app and just them on naming.
There is one I did look for.
Is there?
Yeah, of course
and
there is.
Expanded acceptance for the top coins among some of the largest brands, including Whole Foods, Lowe's, and Nordstrom. Now, that news hit while I was in Japan, but I think you guys covered it, didn't you? I don't know if it was on your show, but I know that...
No.
So I feel like somebody did cover that on Free Talk Live
Can you recap
week.
That for us?
You have not heard about this? Well, the Spedden
yes,
Spedden
I did.
Thing?
Okay.
You didn't hear about that?
I covered it a little bit on Freedom Encrypted.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I saw it in the show description, but for listeners who are unfamiliar, there is some kind of intermediary, this Flexa Network Spedden app, that is allowing people to use cryptocurrency in a limited fashion. I believe they've limited it to something like $200 that you can load up $200 worth of crypto at a time. So it's kind of an initial thing. I think the guys behind Gemini are somehow involved in
this,
the Gemini exchange. And I think it's good news. I mean, I don't think that it's not the ideal situation in that Whole Foods probably isn't getting crypto out of this deal. They're probably converting to dollars immediately.
They are not getting they're getting Flexa. Okay.
Which is dollars, right?
Or is it
I'm not entirely sure that it's dollar denominated. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, and to be clear, Gemini Networks, that is Winklevoss.
That's one of the domestic exchanges for cryptocurrencies here in the United States.
Owned by
the Winklevoss twins, who are apparently big moneyed people that don't know a whole lot about Bitcoin. From what I've heard, this is what I heard from some people.
They've been throwing around money since
a lot
the
of
days
money.
Of Charlie Shrem into Bitcoin. So
right, but the story I heard was that Charlie Shrem had to like hold their hands through some of the most basic of computing tasks at one point.
Yeah.
They're actors, I'm pretty sure.
Are they?
And somehow they met somebody with Bitcoin. So yeah, they were not technical people before.
Right. Maybe they even help setting up a printer Bitcoin. Or something like, you know, something that level.
Nice.
But these are the guys who are running. And Gemini Exchange is not, you know, a great exchange. They are very government obedient.
Yes.
They even took out a series of advertisements in Manhattan on, like, billboards and bus stop signs, just bragging about how regulated they are and how obedient they are to the government.
Yeah, I mean, and they started up in what state? Let me think. New York.
Yes.
The least friendly place you can do anything related to cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
But
they wear it like a badge of honor. It's like, oh, we've got our license. Ooh.
We got our bit license.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So you're a tool, and you have no regard for anybody's financial privacy.
Nope. That's probably why they blew me out the door.
Right?
They don't want my business.
Oh, God. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Sarah, will they let you pay the Obama phone bill that you have with cryptocurrency yet?
You know what? I have no idea what you're talking about. It's the quickest phone.
Sarah, let me make you an offer real quickly. I would like to give you $100 here. I'm saying this on the air. $100 in Bitcoin. If you will simply load up a Bitcoin wallet.
She's got an Obama phone.
No, thank you.
She doesn't have internet.
$100?
No, I don't have any of that computer stuff. No, I don't.
Do you have $100?
She doesn't have a phone.
Do you have $100? You probably have $100, but could you use another one?
She doesn't want to talk about her finances.
I'm prying into her private financial
I'm trying to
matters.
Defend you here, Sarah.
I'm trying to give you money. Sarah, load a Bitcoin wallet, and I will send you $100
in Bitcoin. She doesn't have a device she can do that on. She doesn't have a phone.
I
now you're
going to
get five emails from sarah@gmail.com, a bunch
right.
of people giving you a Bitcoin address.
Well, if you're interested in getting free Bitcoin, you want to hit me up at ian@freetalklive.com.
Thanks for that.
So, Sarah, what's on your mind?
So, you know, our city wants to start charging, like, bad drivers, like, $400 per hour if they cause an accident. But
if you cause an accident, you get charged $400 per hour?
Yeah, to encourage good driving habits, that's what they're trying to do. So, okay, if they have to pry you out of the car, they want to charge you, like, $400 per hour. But Mark said that it's going to... It will charge the insurance company. But here's the thing is the speeders, the bad drivers, are the ones with no car insurance. It's the red light violators that break the laws. Like, they have no car insurance.
What makes you think they got $400 an hour to pay somebody?
That's what I'm talking about. See, they have no money.
They don't have money. And, Sarah, thank you for your call.
Let's put him in debt forever.
I just wanted to get Sarah interested in Bitcoin and give her some Bitcoin.
That's a good try.
That's all right. 855-450-FREE.
It ain't
this
for everybody.
Is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump rolls out a $16 billion aid package for farmers and ranchers. This support for farmers will be paid for by the billions of dollars our Treasury takes in. We'll be taking in, depending on what period of time we're talking, many billions of dollars.
The president was then asked about reports that said he was yelling during the meeting on Wednesday with Democrats regarding infrastructure.
So I walked into the cabinet room. You had the group, Crying Chuck, Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
Folks in Missouri are continuing to clean up after an EF3 tornado ripped through Jefferson City. At least three people died from the storms, and that number may grow as rescue teams are out looking for people that are trapped by debris. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. That's our number. If you would like to talk on the radio, imagine the thrill of being part of a nationally syndicated radio program. We'd love to talk to you and hear what's on your mind. Tonight we've been talking about AT&T, V-AT&T, accepting cryptocurrencies for payment, and that's beyond kind of a big thing. We believe, and I think you're correct when you state this, Ian, this is probably the largest company that has ever accepted crypto.
I guess they can hear us now.
Right.
I don't know if it's ever, because Microsoft and Dell Computer have accepted cryptocurrency.
That's a good point. All right.
I think Microsoft stopped accepting cryptocurrency at some point. But it wasn't across the board that they were accepting it. I think it was like their gaming division or something like that. There was some sort of online
payment. I know at one point you could buy a Microsoft tablet. So,
really?
But you're right. It was limited.
This is also limited. You can only use it to pay your bill. You cannot purchase a phone through AT&T. And I don't know if it's just their wireless bills or if it's also like landline service or what all is included in that. But at the very least, this is a big deal for wireless customers to be able to do that.
And, we know that this, I'm going to say, cryptocurrency is so simple, stupid. It really is. If you're into Bitcoin, you're into Bitcoin Cash, you're into Dash, or any one of the other, I'm going to say, higher tier Monero.
I'm into whatever works.
I am too. And
Monero seems to work pretty well for privacy purposes.
It does. Mm. It has a focus on that. But if it works for you, if you like the set of features that a particular crypto has for you, you're going to find you can send and receive. It's pretty simple. This idea that it's really complicated, I have this conversation with people every day. Oh, it's too tough. I couldn't understand it. Trust me, you can understand it. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Diddley in South Carolina. Diddley, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Howdy, y'all. I just want to call out Ian real quick. I heard him talking about the Obama phone, but the truth about that is that comes from the Lifeline Act, which comes from the Ronald Reagan administration. So it's
Obama
phone. Yeah, it's a Reagan phone.
I've heard that too.
Interesting. Reagan phone. All right. Either way. Government phone.
I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I just want to set the record straight.
Yeah, all right.
Well, thanks, Diddley.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Yep. Appreciate it. Thanks for your call.
Interesting.
I don't know. You know, I respect Diddley, and I'm glad he brought that. We like to have fact checkers. But I'm not sure I could ever call it anything other than the Obama phone.
It's a fun name.
I know. And the point is...
That Reagan phone doesn't have the same ring to it.
Oh, punny. Very punny tonight. This idea that, you know, if people need a phone, then, yes, just turn to government. Because I'm pretty sure, Rich, could you pull up your copy?
To a phone.
Yeah, please pull up your Constitution. If you could point me to where it talks about the right to a cell phone that every American should have. It's a God-given right, certainly, right? Something in the Constitution saying you're entitled to a cell phone.
And on the seventh day, God made cell phone networks.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a new amendment. That hasn't been ratified.
Yeah. But it is insanity, this idea that whatever people want should suddenly become a right. And people refer to their Obama phones, you know, I'm entitled, that's another word they love to use. Banty that one around, and entitlements, 855, 450 free.
The story here from CryptoSlate.com about AT&T accepting Bitcoin. There really isn't that much more to the news, but they do have a couple of notes about some of the difficulties that we've seen, because we've had some major wins, but there have been some setbacks. As they point out here, in December of now 2017, it's been over a year since Steam, which is a very popular distribution platform for video games. It may be the number one platform, at least on the computer. I don't know how it stacks up to, say, the PlayStation Network or the Microsoft Network. But for computers, Steam's got to be the top dog. And they, for a time, did accept Bitcoin, and then they made a big to-do about why they stopped accepting Bitcoin, which happened at about the same time when the Bitcoin fees were going out of control.
When Bitcoin
and that was a completely reasonable time to not want to take it, both because the fees were out of control and because it was clearly in a bubble to some extent. Well, we didn't know when it was going to pop. We knew it was going to pop sooner.
And it caused all kinds of problems with them and with others who were accepting Bitcoin at that time, because if they accepted Bitcoin, so let's say you're buying a video game, you know, $50 video game over this service, and you're willing to go ahead and spend the $5 Bitcoin fee, which was at what it was at the time of December 2017. It was even more than that.
Oh, no.
Certain points.
It hit median prices hit $35.
The median did?
Yes.
At $35? Wow.
Yes.
But for a time, it was $5. Let's just use $5. So you're willing to pay 10% extra just for the privilege of using Bitcoin, which is ridiculous. But somebody was probably willing to do it. But then you decide, you know what? I don't want this game. I want to return it. Now, I don't know what their return policy is, but apparently they had one. Maybe you could keep it for a few hours, or there's some time limit, right? Because Steam's a digital delivery service. You're not getting a CD-ROM or a DVD or something. You're getting files to your computer over the Internet. And so they can revoke your access to those files and kind of pull them back if you return it. Now, I imagine, again, the return policy must be limited to some extent. Otherwise, people will just play the game in the first 24 hours and return it. So there's probably some limitations. But either way,
over that time frame, the price of Bitcoin has done who knows what, but the fees haven't gone down. So then all of a sudden, the company that you sent the $50 to then has to send you the Bitcoin back. Well, now it's going to cost them $5 just to send you your refund back. And so it got to the point where this was not something that is... You can't do this. Like, the margins aren't there for it. It doesn't make any sense financially.
I've talked about being irritated at the Bitcoin developers before, and I'll talk about it again. They could have doubled the block size and bought themselves time solve the problem.
No, it would have had
it would have had a lot of effect. Well, it would have doubled the capacity of the...
Every block could have had twice as much transactions.
Right. But the problem is, and if you actually look at this stuff, when you look at, is a block actually a full block? Blocks aren't full right now. So what's
they
the point of increasing them? At that time, they were. But when we're talking about prices going up now, what we have are miners that provide security to the network, charging for the security that they provide. So there's more than one aspect to this.
The miners don't just arbitrarily charge for those things.
No, they receive bids on what people are willing to pay for a faster clearance of
a block. The reason why the fees were bid up on Bitcoin was because the blocks were getting full. And so people were having to bid in order to get their transaction in a next or sooner, you know,
in a
near
block.
Too soon block.
Right.
So they were willing to pay more, and that bid the fees up to insane levels.
So I guess the other
block
question...
was larger, the price would have to be lower because they would add more things to the block.
But there's also a supply and demand issue here. The fact that Bitcoin is limited and Bitcoin does routinely get busy, other cryptocurrencies don't have that issue.
Well, so if they do, you don't know about it because they work.
Oh, no,
well,
no. I can
Bitcoin
look
Cash
the
and Dash have both increased their block sizes. Now, they may not have the same amount of network activity as Bitcoin BTC does, but they're prepared to absorb more of it.
You're preparing, and you're
and
basically...
Bitcoin BTC's done nothing. The Bitcoin BTC, some of their programmers have talked about lowering the block size.
Which they should.
I don't understand how you can even say that. I mean, that's
how could
a block size
be
better in any way than a larger
developers?
No, Bitcoin BTC developers have said they want to, not all of them, but there's a couple of them.
Luke Dasher.
Yeah,
he's a well-known one. What do you think? I mean, should you have to pay? Is it beneficial to pay for a higher level of network security? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. I may have gone a little long there because we were in here discussing cryptocurrencies in a very studious way. That means we weren't arguing.
Weren't we?
No.
Oh, crazy.
We never do, even though I tend to be the...
You're the maximalist.
I am the one guy here who really likes Bitcoin and appreciates.
Well, we need a good cult member on the show.
Mm-hmm. Cult member.
No.
So, yes.
You want some Kool-Aid, bro?
So you have two cults. You have multiple cults. And,
you can't afford to buy Kool-Aid with Bitcoin BTC anymore with these fees.
Ouch, ouch. I certainly can't with Bitcoin Lightning Network. And you can spend that around 101 local goods. See, now we're not a sponsor, but I keep plugging myself.
Now, can any Bitcoin transaction be done over the Lightning Network?
Lightning Network is just another layer. So you can perform any transaction you like on the Lightning Network. You're just using Bitcoin.
Okay. So
Bitcoin is underneath. That's what your transaction's made up of.
Okay. If I see a Bitcoin accepted here sign, that's all it takes in order to be able. Okay.
No, they have to be set up for that. And there's a couple different ways to do it. It's as simple as going to someplace like AnyPay and signing up.
But AnyPay is not supporting the Lightning Network.
That is true.
They were going to, but Steven Zeiler posted publicly just within the last couple of days about that. And
ooh, let's hear that letter.
I don't know if I'll see if I can pull it up. I don't have it in front of me.
He said it would be a complex thing to do.
It does sound like it.
Yeah. I don't know if he's changed his story since then, but before it was really about they wanted to do work to support the cryptocurrencies that people were using. Mm. And hey, guess what? Nobody's using Lightning Network yet because it's about a year old. That's it.
So it's like they've got a gigabit block and no transactions in it.
A Gigameg, I think is
Gigameg?
That is the current
what the
Calvin.
Heck is a Gigameg?
That's the Calvin Ayer, who threatens to sue anyone, I guess.
This is the rich guy that's backing up the crazy man who's saying that he is Satoshi Nakamoto,
yes.
And who recently filed copyright claims on the Bitcoin, original Bitcoin BTC white paper, which apparently anybody can do. This has nothing to do with him actually being the creator of
it. That's not true, Ian. First, you have to pay $55.
All right, so anyone with $50 and an attorney or whatever can.
Not even an attorney.
You don't even need an attorney for it.
You can do it online.
Oh, is that right?
I just filed my copyright for the Bitcoin white paper, so I hope to be claimed as Satoshi Nakamoto. I have as much right to do that as Craig Wright does. Which means
that's
none.
The crazy guy in the
I'm amazed how much certainty people have about things. It's like I question everything.
Yeah, and for people, you know, who may people not be just familiar with the name Satoshi Nakamoto, and we're talking about Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Bitcoin was started by this white paper that was released on a crypto mailing list years and years and years ago, 10 years ago, and he came up with this idea called Bitcoin, and here's how it would be designed, and he wrote it as a white paper. It's 9 pages long, and most of it you can understand. It's not really super complex math and things like that, but this kick-started this whole industry. It started from nothing, and Bitcoin's price started at nothing. Bitcoin is currently trading around $7,900 bucks, I think.
Yep.
So from zero to that. And we just have Bitcoin Pizza Day where we celebrate a guy named Laszlo who famously asked somebody to buy him two Domino's. Papa John's pizzas. He said he'd pay $10,000 or 10,000 bitcoins
which is like $80 million or something like that.
$79 million for two pizzas.
What I want to know about that story, the Bitcoin Pizza Day origination story from 9 years ago. Who was the person who actually took the 10,000 bitcoins? Like, who's the other person in this transaction?
Why does Laszlo get
all of the coverage? It's also this other guy or gal or whoever it was that helped him do this.
That's actually a good point.
Who ordered the pies?
He posted a message to a message board.
Yeah, they had some kind of, it was probably the Bitcoin forums would be my guess, because that was the big one back in the day.
Right.
The messages are probably still there publicly. So who's the person who actually made the order? Because he didn't order it. He gave 10,000 Bitcoins to somebody, and then that somebody called Papa John's and then, you know, paid it with their credit card or however they paid it and ordered it to Laszlo's house, presumably. So who's the other mystery person, the other side of that transaction? And why don't they get the credit they deserve for being willing to buy 10,000 bitcoins for $20?
That gentleman has since retired. He is now living on his own planet in another solar system.
Well, no, I think it would be interesting to find out not only who it was, but then to ask him, what'd you do with the 10,000 bitcoins? Did you hold on to it, or did you spend it on something else later on?
Because I guarantee you.
A lot of people spent their bitcoins early on, and, you know, these aren't worth anything, so just spend it. And then later on, they look back and they regret it. But it's a good thing they did spend it.
And there is, because it does encourage other people to do it. I mean, the fact that we bought pizza, you know, yesterday, that's legacy of those transactions, using this as actual money. But I'll wager, and people always say this, well, the guy had 10,000 Bitcoin, he could have just paid, you know, had to pay for the pizza in cash, so that guy's got to be worth $80 million, and that is so rarely the case.
Mm-hmm.
If you came across an investment that went up 1,000%, would you sell it?
Most people would say
absolutely yes. How about if it goes up 10,000%? How about if it goes up 1,000,000%? How about
in
if
each
it goes,
case I would sell half of it?
How about the point is how many people did that and didn't sell Bitcoin when they realized 1,000,000% return? You know, again, it's It's one of those things that we all like to think we're smart enough never to
get. I don't think I'm that smart. I got dragged into it and was, you know, not... I did a good job of not doing anything with it, you know. Like,
yeah. And for that, you should be commended. You should pat yourself on the back. 855.
And now I know better than to, you know. We've all learned hard lessons in the early days of Bitcoin. Everybody's lost some here or there, or spent some that they, you know, regret spending or whatever.
Particularly if you did it on camera.
But now,
Daryl,
I know that I should buy more whenever I go out and spend crypto. If I'm going to go and, you know, spend some money on an oil change, because I did an oil change recently, I paid for that with crypto, I'm going to rebuy that amount in crypto, because I do expect that it's going to succeed at this point. I do expect that it's going to do better over time. Now, we could be completely wrong. It could completely fail, but I'm willing to risk that.
Yeah, and the nice thing about being in this community is, like, I spent Bitcoin Cash on Bitcoin Cash Pizza Day, and the it was Bitcoin Cash Pizza Day for me.
I don't think anybody paid with BTC yesterday. It's just too expensive to pay with the fees.
There was a discount for it, so that was good.
But, you know, my immediate reaction as soon as I left was to buy back a little bit more crypto than I'd spent. Yeah. And that's pretty much, you know, if I can't afford to buy it back, I'm not going to spend it.
Well, a lot of the maximalists will say that everybody... If you can, if it's possible, you should have a Bitcoin, you know, or pick your favorite cryptocurrency and you know, some amount of your savings. So as we look at investments, you want to allocate a certain percentage based on the risk that you're willing to take. And if you have enough money invested in everything else, stocks, bonds, your house, whatever it happens to be, and if something close to a Bitcoin is the amount of, maybe it's 10%, that's just a speculative risk, then maybe you want to consider that. I'm never going to tell anybody to invest money that they can't afford to lose, but some percentage of your investment should be in something speculative that if it takes off, you're going to look really good. And if it doesn't, then you're still going to retire. You know what I mean? It's not going to jeopardize those things. That's my
Yeah, I mean, going out and getting one Bitcoin or one Bitcoin Cash makes a lot of sense. You know, even if you're not sure it's going to make it there, because if it does, you've made a lot of money.
You could be a happy guy. You could be living like Ian. 855-450-FREE. I'm just kidding. What do you think about crypto? Do you think this should be part of somebody's investment strategy? This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.